Okay, today's daf Mem Tes. We're on Mem Tes, beginning of the new parak. Hanoder min ha mevushal. If somebody makes a neder not to eat from cooked foods, mutter, it's mutter, bitzli, roasted foods, ubishaluk, and some kind of cooked foods, right? Why? Shaluk means not cooked enough. Because the Ran points out, if it's overcooked, it's still cooked. So it can't mean overcooked. So what does it mean? It means not cooked enough. That's not what I said. I said I'm not going to have any, I'm making a neder from mevushal. Roast is not mevushal, and shaluk is not mevushal. Amar, konam tavshil, she'eni toim. Now we use the word tavshil. So asr b'maisa kadera rach. Your usher to have a maisa kadera that's soft. Umutter ba'ava. But it's mutter to have it not soft. The Ran says that means with bread and without bread. When you say the word tavshil, you only mean with bread, not without bread. And therefore, only if it's... did I say it right? Yeah. Yeah. The hatana kol mili de machalta be rifta, tavshil kari be. Right. It's called tavshil if it's with bread. If it's without bread, it's not called a tavshil. Very easy. Umutter bebeitza turmuta. And you're allowed to have beitza turmuta. You're allowed to have beitza turmuta. What's beitza turmuta? The Gemara will say what it is. I don't understand what it is. It's an egg that's cooked 1,000 times. I don't know what that means. But it's some kind of egg that's cooked very, very, very cooked. And the Gemara is going to say it's eaten, it's swallowed whole. But you cook it so much that it gets shriveled. You can swallow it even with the shell. Not 100% sure what that is. Yeah, ubedalat. No, that's a raw egg. That's raw. It's not a raw egg. It's cooked 1,000 times. Ubedalas. Yeah, ubedalas haramutza. And with a gourd, that's remutza. So machlokas, what that means. Some say it means the name of a place. Some say it means some kind of also kind of cooking. Hanoder mimaisa kadera. If someone says, I'm asking myself from the maisa kadera, ein osur ella mimaisa rischasa. You're only osur in boiling hot food. Amar konem hayori lekadera shani toim. I'm not having the anything that goes into the pot. If I ask myself from that, asr b'chol ha'mezbash l'mekadeira. You asr in anything cooked in the pot. Any item that goes into a pot. So asr b'chol ha'mezbash l'mekadeira. Whatever gets cooked in a pot, right? Wine doesn't get cooked in a pot. Although maybe it does at some level. But I'm saying water doesn't get cooked in a pot. Right?
So water. You can
do...
water that's not in
the
pot.
No. I'm only answering the things that go in a pot.
In the pot.
So the Ran says what it is. The Ran says, what does he say? No, he doesn't say anything here. Right. Right. What? So the homosexual is like that. Now, your question is going to be asked by Reb Oshia. Tanya, Reb Oshia Oser. Reb Oshia says it's Oser. What's Oser? That if someone says, I'm not going to have any cooked food, you're also not allowed to have a barbecue. Why? So what's the reason why this Mishnah was so specific? The reason is because we have a rule that a neder is holach achar lashon b'nei adam. Right? So when a guy says this, he means this, he doesn't mean that. So Boshi says, no, if you say I'm not having cooked food, you're also in what? All kinds of cooking. Right? Why? Because that's also what you mean, no? So that's not what the Boshi says. So listen to this. Boshi oser afal pishay raya ledover, even though there's no raya, zecha ledover, this is zecha. Shnemar, it says, vayivashlu, as a Pesach ba'esh kamishpat, they cook the carbon Pesach in esh like they're supposed to. Now you don't cook the carbon Pesach; you roast it. So what do you see? There's a pasuk here in Divrei Hayamim. That what do you see from that pasuk? That cooking includes roasting, right? Now what about our Tana? Our Tana didn't say that. Why not? Lema b'hakamiflagi. Let's say the argument of the following idea. Rabbi Yoshia Savar, Rabbi Yoshia holds, Holach Achar Lashon Torah. You follow the Lashon of the Torah. And the Torah called roasting cooking. Vitana Dilan Savar, and our Tana held the Nadar Halach Achalashon Bnei Adam. Follow the language of people. Yeah, the nobody talks like the Torah.
So that's not a raya of the Torah.
How do we talk? The Gemara says, "Lo, the Kuli Alma Bnei Adam Halach Achalashon Bnei Adam." Everybody holds that's how you talk. Mar Ki Asrei, Umar Ki Asrei. Each one was in his own town. Our Tana and Rav Oshia lived in different places, and in those two places, they had different customs. Basrei did Tana Dilan in the town of our Tana, Litzali Karile Tzali Ula Mavushal Karile Mavushal. Everybody was very specific, like the British. Everything they wanted to say, they had a specific word for it, right? But like we say, right? They say the Eskimos have 100 different ways to say the word snow, right? And they have such a thing. So that's our mission, so specific. But Mavushal, Ba'asrei Rav Yoshia, Afilu Tzari, Kar Mavushal. Even Tzali, they called Mavushal. So, you know? So they weren't so, they were much more gruff. So they, one word meant everything. I Vakra Nasivle. Yeah, but he quoted a Pasuk that said that cooking includes roasting. That's machta ba'alma. That's just an asmachta. It's not a halachic, statement over there it's not a halacha there in Divrei Yamim. Okay, it's asmachta. Okay. Next. Koneim tavshil. Right? Somebody made a neder. He's not going to eat the tavshil. So what do we say? He's not allowed to have kedera rach, but he's mutter in kedera ava. What did I say that meant? Bread and not bread. So, vaha mizbashel neder, right? So he said, I'm not going to have any cooked items. So how could he eat a tavshil ava? He said, I'm not having cooked items. So how can he eat a tavshil ava? How does that work? So Amar Abaya, Hai Tana, kol midi demizachal be'rifta tavshil kari be'lei. The only things that are called cooked items if they're eaten with bread. They're not called cooked items. I only ask the cooked items. If it's not made with bread, it's not called a cooked item. Again, in that place, that's what they did.
So like vegetables.
Exactly. Even if you cook them, that would be okay. V'atanya, and now we're going to learn a brisa that supports that. Hanoder min ha-mizbashel, min ha-tavshel. If somebody makes a neder from tavshel, aser b'chol min ha-tavshel. You aser an old tavshel. V'aser b'tzali u'b'shalok. Yasser and Tali and Chalak as well. Ubimivushal, and if it's a cooked item. What does that mean? Ubimivushal? Oh, I'm sorry. Asr, Basali, Ubushalak, Umivushal. Right. For Asr, Behitarios, Rakos, and Yasser in some kind of small gourds. Shahol, Shehacholin, Ochlin, Behen, Piton. Because the sick people eat them with bread. So what do you see? That since it's eaten with bread, it's usher. Right. The point is, you have to stress that. Because they eat it with bread, so what do you see? It supports our idea that cooked diet is the only thing eaten with bread. So now, we're not talking about nowadays. This is only then.
Exactly that word.
Right. So, by the way, the word tavshil doesn't mean only with bread.
Right.
But that's what we're interpreting it to mean.
That's
that.
Who was doing it?
The Gemara.
So
in those days, they were very specific, and the Tana is talking about the following case. It's very, very narrow. I agree. It's very narrow. It's not a hard daf today. Now, from the rest of the daf now, it's like Arata. It's not a difficult concept. The Gemara is there's no Ran here, very little Ran. The Gemara is not busy. It's not such a deep concept.
No, but saying from here on in, if you say tavshil, you mean bread.
In that town.
No, not that town. Let's have the rest of it.
Well, what do you mean? Then he quoted another Bryce who said not like that. Right? What?
Like,
so it depends on the town.
Yes, you go with the cross.
Depends on the town.
According to where you live.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. So somebody writing just for those people in England, or
yeah. That Tana lived over there in a place like that. Right. The Eskimos talk about snow different than the Italians. The French talk about love. Right. Why? Because everyone's got, they have more words. Right. Yeah, well, Italians have a lot of words for that.
Most of Shas
Hebrew has a lot of words for being happy.
Really?
Yeah. Rina, Ditsa, Chedva, Sim, all these different words to be happy. In English, you don't have that. Every culture has got different words. So that's what I'm saying.
Right?
Now we're talking about over here.
Most of Shas apply universally, not just in one town. With
right, but this is a this is an exception because it's Nedarim. You're right. Now, ain't is that true? V'ha Rabbi Yirmiyah chalash. Rabbi Yirmiyah got sick. Ol gabei ahu asya. There was a guy, a doctor came to heal Rabbi Yirmiyah. L'asuyeh, to heal him. Chazya kra, demachas bebeisei. He saw a gourd sitting in Rabbi Yirmiyah's house. Shazo shavke. He put down his tools. He put down his stethoscope. V'nafik, he went out. Amar, he said, Malach Musa Isle Lidon Bebesa. The Malach HaMavis is sitting here in the house. What's the Malach HaMavis? The gourd. Vana Ayel Lasye Yase. And I'm here to heal him. In other words, he's a gourd, he's gonna die. So what am I doing here? Trying to heal him. He's over already. Malach HaMavis already got here. Beat me to it. What do you see from here? That sick people, what? What you see from here is that sick people shouldn't eat gourd. So I was just said a minute ago that the sick people eat it. And that was it. So that's the answer. So low kasha. Ha birvi ha birichichi. Ha the ashuni. One answer is if it's
soft or hard.
That's one answer. Rava bar ula amar ha bakra gufe faha de gave dikra. One's the gourd itself, and one's the inside of the gourd. And that's how it shows the difference is. But it's different. One makes you sick, one doesn't make you sick. Which one makes you, which one? It's a machlokas. Anyway, we're showing them.
That's one of the Simanim Rosh Hashanah gourd.
What?
That's one of the
Simanim. It is?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Tatsu. A couple of them. Here should be like.
Well, I think it's squash.
What?
It's a squash.
The Amar of Yehuda, Luliva Dikra Basilka, right? Luliva Dikra, the inside of the gourd, right, is Basilka, is as good as beef. That's a good thing. And Vululiva de Kitana, and what's inside the flax is Bikutcha, is a good thing with Kutach. Kutach is some kind of dip. That's a good thing also. V'aser la'amra v'davar zeh aser la'amra b'fnei amaretz. But this you can't say in front of an amaretz. Don't tell an amaretz this. Why not? Why can't you tell an amaretz? So the Ran says on the bottom, k'dei shelo ya'akra pishton l'kach, because we don't want to deplete pishton for your health, your health kick. It's not really what pishton's for. It's not really to eat. It's
to put some more to
you make clothing out of it. You make this material out of it. So we don't want to deplete
our
supply of pishton. What? Yeah.
Is it pishton?
What? Yeah. Somehow. Yeah. Listen to that. That's what the Ran says. That's what the Ran says. The Chacham will know. You don't have to have this. Right? But the Amaretz won't realize, and I'll be very busy getting a lot of pishton, and it's going to deplete the pishton. The Rush says a whole different answer. The Rush says that Asur la'am rufne Amaretz she'al igul al divreinu. They're going to make fun of the Gemara. They're going to make fun of the Gemara if you tell them this. She'dvarim elu afilu hanashim yodin osu. Even the women know that. So what kind of book is this Gemara, this Talmud? What is this Talmud? Telling me wives' tales. And the women all know that already. Right? I don't know. I don't know how much women know about Piggle. You know? All of a sudden, the women are going to find out. The women know about it already. Don't tell the Amoritz. It's a funny rush. Well, the Gemara said, don't tell them. So all of a sudden, here the Gemara says, don't tell them. Like, this is such a bad thing if they know it. That's why the Ran is much more practical. The rush is much more esoteric. Okay. I think Tosa said the same thing as the... No, it doesn't say anything. Oh, wait, he does. He says, yeah, he also says they're going to make fun. He says, Shamaliga Milano Vaminu Sha'anu Kovim Mile Kutcha Vatalula B'Shas. That is, Shas is full of crazy things. Right? That's what they're going to say. Shas is full of ridiculous things. Interesting. Okay? Rava Amar, Man Cholin, who are the chol? Who are the sick people here we're talking about? It doesn't mean really sick people. It means Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan. Rava l'taimei, damar Rava. Rava says, Kiman matzlinon al kitziri v'al mari. Who do we daven for on the kitziri? That's the cholin. And on the mari is also the cholin. Right? Kiman kirabiyosi. The machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. Why do you daven every day? Why do you daven every day? Rosh Hashanah, you would decide what's going to be with your year. So what are you davening for? So the Chacham said, "Ein hachanami." There's no reason to daven every day. What are you davening for? Hashem, help me with success, and help me with this, help me with that. Rosh Hashanah's already decided. Rabbi Yossi said, "No, you daven every day." So he said, "Who do we daven like every day for the sick people, like Rabbi Yossi? Because like everybody else, what are you davening for?" So Tosfos says, "To tackle what are you davening for?" What are we davening for? So there are a few answers. Some answer that the tzibur has the power to undo a gzeira. Tosfos also says it's a very deep concept. He says that it's built into Rosh Hashanah to daven every day. That part of your gzeira is let's see how you daven the whole year.
Right.
So it's built in.
To keep asking for what you want because you want to keep whatever that.
Right. So it's built. That's built into Rosh Hashanah. It's a built-in system. You have to keep on davening. So it's not really. It's not. Exactly. Exactly. What? Right. What do you mean?
I'm afraid whatever is destined. I'm afraid I'm going to lose that. Whatever I'm destined for. Why should it work the other way if I'm
praying
where I get to get more
than
that? Right.
But according to some, that's how it works. You're supposed to daven to maintain what happened on Rosh Hashanah.
That's not a fair thing.
But that's not fair. Why should that be so?
Not that life's fair, but whatever.
Right?
Who said that life is fair?
But look at the second line of the Rambam. Don't prepare Rosh Hashanah. It says in Rosh Hashanah, Adam nidan b'chol yom. You judge it every day. De'ilu rabbanon, de'islahu b'nidan Rosh Hashanah. But what everyone else holds, you judge Rosh Hashanah, Kivon Shigmar Dinon ain't tefillah ma'elas lehem. What are you davening for? It's already been decided.
Eternal question. No,
what?
Simply answer for that.
So the answers are, it's built in. You know, all these have to give you these kinds of answers.
Yeah,
yes, it's
right.
But the question is better than the answer. But Rabbi Yossi, who's a minority, says, no, daven every day. So what are you davening every day for?
Yeah,
Rabbi Yossi says, daven every day. Who are you davening for? Sick people. Are there two words for sick people here? Two different words for sick people. Shmamina. What? Fine, that'd be a lot shorter then.
Huh?
You'd be a lot shorter if it was a Shevach Vodah. Most of Shmuel Esrei is not that.
Hashem,
help me with this, help me with this.
Right.
I also, by the way, you're fantastic.
And everybody would daven different.
Exactly. Right? Then it would be very short. Hashem, you're fantastic. That's all.
It would be even shorter.
What? Yeah, it would be shorter. What? What do you mean? What's that purpose?
You daven every day. You judge every day. We had a discussion on Shana. I don't think I have the answer.
We never had an answer, really. Anyway, Shmamina, why do you have two words for sick people? Shmamina, ksiri mamish. And Marie is Rabbanon. Marie means Rabbanon. It means something else. Next. Umutr ba'ava. That was just his raya that Rabbanon are called sick people. Right? The Gemara says that when Rish Lakish wanted to be. The Ran might say that. When someone here says it on the page. When Rish Lakish. He went off, right? Most told he went off the derech. He was from, he went off the derech. So he met Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, if you come back on the derech, I can marry my daughter. So he said, what? His sister, I'm sorry, his sister. So Rizalka said, okay, fine, I agree. And the Gemara says he couldn't come out of the water. That's why? Because once already he accepted upon himself Torah, he became sickly. He became sickly. Weak. He became weak. Why? Because the Torah weakens you. Okay, what does that mean exactly? I'm not 100% sure, but it's some idea. Next. Mutter ba'ava. You're allowed to have the thick food. Why are you allowed to have the thick food? Because that's not with bread. Masnitsin deloki bavloi. This mish is not like those Babylonians. Damar b'zera, bavloi tipshoi, the stupid Babylonians, the achli lachma belachma. They eat bread with bread. Doesn't mean they eat bread with bread. What it means is they eat bread with porridge. But porridge is made out of the same ingredients as bread. So what are you dipping bread into wheat farina? That's ridiculous. They're a bunch of fools.
Okay,
Yeah. Now, to tell you the truth, the Gemara now is going to go on to this whole page here about Daisa. I don't know what... I mean, we can read the words. I can't explain why this is here. Amr of Chista.
Yeah. So it's pasta on top of pizza.
Right. It's crazy.
Same idea.
So, Dimash Lahon, Lahanan Nikdani, the Hutzal, I asked the fine people of Hutzal, the ones that really know food very well, I asked them, Hadain, Daisa, the Daisa, which is some kind of porridge, Heichan Ma'ali Lemichla, what's better, what's the best way? Chiti Balachma, the Chiti, wheat bread in wheat Daisa, V'desairi Balachma Desairi, or barley bread dipped into barley Daisa, O Dilma, the Chiti B'desairi, V'desairi B'chiti, or maybe wheat into barley, or barley into wheat. Okay, what is that question? Rava.
Is that halachic?
What?
No, it's just a matter of taste.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a halachic question. Is it a nutrition question? I'm not sure what it is. Amar Rava. Rava achle b'chassisi. Rava ate chassisi. Chassisi, the Ron says, is flour, clusters of flour.
Oven dried grain.
Fine. Rava barhuna ishkache l'ravuna. Rabba Bar Huna found Rav Huna, it's his son. Rabba Bar Huna found his son Rav Huna. Okay, this Gemara else doesn't understand. He was eating daisa with his fingers. Amalei, amai ka'achal mar b'yadei. Why are you eating with your fingers? Amalei, hachi amar Rav. Daisa ba'etz ba'asa basim. Eating daisa with one finger is very tasty. Basim means like basamim. Comes from basamim. Very good. Geshmak. V'chal d'chein b'tartein, and for sure with two fingers. V'chal d'chein b'plas, and for sure with three fingers. Yeah, I have no doubt that Gemara is talking. I don't know what it means. What?
What's the matter with the fork? What's the matter with the fork?
Is that the question?
Isn't that what he asked him?
Yes.
Well, he's not putting
that on his resume that he eats his part of it.
Amalei Rav Chia Brei, v'chein Amalei Rav Huna Lebrei, when you bring them, they bring daisa to the table. Ad parsa lemechal, you should even travel a parsa to eat it. I mean, in other words, that's a good thing to have. Is that what it means? Yeah. Bisra de tura, the meat of an ox. Ad plus a parsa, you should go three parsa to get it. It's very good. Amalei Rav Chia lebrei, the chedam Rav Huna lebrei, lebar b'larav brei. Call me Adam, whatever you eat, lo tiflot kamei rabach. Don't spit it out. People used to spit in the old days. Spitting was like an art. You know, they used to have spittoons in the Senate in the early 1800s. It was a thing to spit. Don't spit in front of the Rebbe. It's not right to spit in front of the Rebbe. Labar min kra v'daisa, except for gourd and daisa. That you could spit in front of the Rebbe. Why? Shein domin lepsilta shalever. It's like a wick of lead going down your throat. So if you don't spit that out, it can harm you. Even in front of the king, you could spit. Even in front of the president, you could spit. Right?
It sounds very attractive. Spitting, eating with your hands, I'd love to be there.
Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Achal Daisa Be'etzvi'ise, one ate with his fingers. One second, Yossi, you can't miss this. V'chad ochal b'hutza. V'chad ochal b'hutza. And one ate it with a hutza. So, how did they translate hutza? Bark. Not a spoon, but something else, not his fingers. The Ben Yehuda says, and then, amalei d'ka ochal b'hutza, l'da ochal b'etzpe. The one who ate with the bark said to the one who ate with his fingers, ad mase ata machilani tzaasecha. How long are you going to eat tzoa? Tzoa means excrement. What it means is, how long are you going to eat the stuff in your fingernails going into your mouth? Because you're eating with your fingers.
How much longer will you feed me yourself?
Right. Amalei.
Because he put his fingers.
Amalei. By the way, Ben Yoyoda says, how come it didn't say who ate which one? The one who ate this said to the one who ate that. Say, it was two people here. It was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Says Ben Yoyoda because it's Lashon Hara.
Right.
It's Lashon Hara.
You also don't want to embarrass
Lashon Hara. Say which one ate with their fingers. didn't want to say. All right, there's a story here, so you're telling a story, you're learning a lesson. But to say which one said to who, that we're not telling you. That's Lashon Hara. I know, so the before he did, I know. Because over there, he said, and it was very tasty. Here, they're saying it's not nice. Now, why it was tasty to eat with fingers, I don't know. I don't know why he said that, I don't know why. But here he's saying, what do you mean, it's not nice? So now we're already criticizing it. We're criticizing it, we're not saying who it is. It's unbelievable, fuck. I'm not saying who it is. You don't have to know who said it. What's the difference? Now, Amalek to the Achal B'itz B'isei, look, Achal B'hutza, the one who ate with the fingers said to the one who ate with the utensil, Ad Masne Atamachil Ani Rokecha. How long are you going to feed me your spit? Because you're double dipping. Right? So it's got a point there.
Solid.
What?
Solid.
Solid.
That's right.
Right? Okay. I was wondering about that, Mati. When did utensils get invented?
They had utensils.
What?
Bark.
No, so one of the Rishonim has said, it doesn't say ate with a spoon. It doesn't say a kaf. There are words, there are Hebrew words for spoon. It says a piece of bark.
It's eating utensil.
What?
Eating
so that's what they had in those days before they invented spoons? They just used stomp pieces of wood?
Yeah.
Oh, could be. I'm sure, yeah. So at what point did that change? I was wondering about that, you know?
So China wasn't one of the Jewish
things, these barks? Okay. Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, Isil Kamayo Belufsian. They ate the kind of lufsian and some kind of dates that are very hard to digest. So Rav Yehuda achal. Rav Yehuda ate them. Rav Shimon lo achal. Rav Shimon wouldn't eat them. So Amale Rav Yehuda, my time lo achal. My hakman I have him. Amale Rav Shimon, ilu ein yotzin b'dei me'ayim kolikar. So I can't go to the bathroom. Sits inside you. It's not comfortable. So Amale Rav Shimon, Yehuda, just the opposite. Kolshkein, shenitz machalein lamachar. And it sits forever. It keeps me full. Just the opposite. Right? Just the opposite. And Rabbi Yehuda, Havi Yosef Kamed Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Rav Tarfon, Amalei, Rav Tarfon, Hayom, Panecha, Tehuvin. Today you look all happy. Why are you happy? So Amalei, Emesh, yesterday, Yatsu Avadecha Lathadeh, your servant went out into the field. Rabbi Yehuda was very poor. He didn't have servants. You're going to see tomorrow, he didn't have clothing. But Tarfon, your servant went out into the field, Vevi Ulanu Tardin, and he brought us Tardin, which are beets. The achlunum, and we ate them below melach without salt. V'machlunum b'melach, and that's why I'm happy, because I got time to eat. I'm happy. V'machlunum b'melach, kolshkin show you upon tehuvin. Had we had salt, I would be even happier. Amalei, Amrahi matronisil of Yehuda. Some woman said to Yehuda, "Mora v'ravi, you look very rosy, meaning you look like you're a little bit of a shikker, right? You look like you just drank a lot." Or you're so rich that you have that look to you. So Amalei Haimanusi Biyade Dahi Itza. I swear. One second. Amalei. All right. So the Ron says that he thought she got drunk.
Yeah, she's happy.
Like
you can be a rabbi.
Amalei Haimanusi Biyade. I swear Dahi Itza Ita Imna Ela Kedusha Va'Avdalta Va'Arba Kase De Pitzcha. The only thing I did. Was it the only time I ever drink? It's for Kiddush, Havdalah, and Arba Kosos. It's the only time I ever drink. Everybody asks, what about Purim? What about Purim? All Achronim asked that question. What about Purim? That's the only time I ever drank. Kiddush, Havdalah, and Arba Kosos.
Purim is not the.
You don't have to drink, right? The Chugri Tzeidi Min Pesach Ad Atzeres. And I used to wrap my head in a kerchief from Pesach to Shavuos because I was sick from the Dalet Kosos. Right? This is Moshe Feinstein's Raya that you're not allowed to use grape juice for the Dalet Kosos. Because, even though they didn't have grape juice back then, but if they had grape juice, then, because grape juice, you won't feel this way. You won't feel this way. What?
They would cut in those days to get the grape juice.
Right. So by the fact that he was so uncomfortable, but he did it anyway, because it's a mitzvah, he has no choice. See from here that you can't skimp on grape juice, and you have to use wine. Nobody agrees with Moshe. Nobody agrees with him, right? Even the Kedem bottle says good for Dalet Kosos and Kiddush, right? If you want to be machmer on the path to Seder, like Moshe, you're not losing out. It's a good thing to do to be machmer if you could hold the wine, right? But he
there
gave
were,
a
there were wine.
But he gave a halachic distinction between grape juice and wine, which no one else did that. First, I know no one else does that.
Their wine is much stronger than ours.
What?
Their wine does that.
Some, that's what some say right back. The wine was much stronger. Yeah, how does that work exactly? The diluting, we don't understand what that means. What does that mean? What does that mean? We don't know all that, what all the, every, you know, 3 to 1, all the parts.
So why halacha based on that?
What? So, right, so he made a statement. He made a statement. That was a halachic statement. He's telling over a story, but he said, no, I drank Kiddush, so Havdalah. What about Purim?
I only drank.
Right, and it bothered me, and I still did it. But I don't just stop drinking at night, like I go to a bar and drink at night, like a goy. I don't do that. Right? Ella, chachmas adim tar panav. You know why I look like that? Because I have chachma. Amalei ahu tzeduki l'Rabbi Yehuda. Panacha domin, your face looks like e kimalve ribis, like you led with ribis, like you're a big rich guy. E or kimagad l'chazirin, which also doesn't really require that much work. So these are rich things. What?
Pig farmer,
yeah.
Pig farmer, you want to do that?
What? No, but it's what he accused him of. So Amalei, b'Yehuda itavayu asurin. Both of these things are usher for Jews. You can't do that. Ella esim v'arba besa kise islay. I have 24 rest stops. Min besa ad be midrasha. From my house to the base midrasha, I have 24 places to rest. V'chal shav v'shav ani nechnas kol echad v'echad. And I use them. Why I need so many? I don't know.
To the bathroom.
It's a rest stop to go to the bathroom. I use them, and that's why I'm happy. See what made Rabbi Yehuda happy? See what happened? Two. Huh?
No, it sounds like irritable bowels.
Yeah.
You have to go 24 times, it would not make me happy.
That's why you're not Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda, kat azal be midrasha, shakal gulfa al kispe. He took the jug on top of his shoulder. Amar gadol malacha shemachev says baila. Work is great because it shows covet to the master, right? Rav Shimon shakal tzana al kaspe. Shimon also took some kind of jug on his shoulder.
A basket.
Amar, he said, "Gedola malacha." It's good to work. Shemachabedes es baila because it shows respect. The vitzu Rabbi Yehuda nafkas naktas imra. She took some wool of the glima. She made a shirt, some kind of coat. The hutve. What's the hutve? Yeah. Kad nafkas l'shuka mechasebe. When she went into the street, she would wear it. V'kad nafak Rabbi Yehuda l'tzluye havi mechase. And when Rabbi Yehuda went to daven, he would wear it also. U'matzli, he would daven. V'kad mechasebe havi mevarech. And when he would wear it, he would make a bracha. Baruch she'atani me'il. I'm lucky that I'm bracha that I'm wearing a shirt. Everybody asks how you're not allowed to wear, right? How you were allowed to wear it. So there's a few answers. Some say the best answer is that what? Exactly. It was a garment that you could use for both. And if you wore it, you wouldn't know if it's a men's garment or a woman's garment. Right? Like, what would an example of that be today?
A sweater.
Maybe Crocs. Things like that. Both people could wear it. So that's not an issue. Others say it's only a problem for a woman, for a man, and there wasn't an issue here because it wasn't for those reasons. Right? Just it was just because they were so poor. Right? It wasn't to be hang out in the wrong crowds. Which is what some say that's the only issue, really. That comes to Shaila on Purim, you can wear women's clothing, all these kinds of things. So, yeah, we'll head there for Rabbi Yehuda. But tomorrow, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is more, the whole tomorrow is Agadata. Lamash, the entire daf is Agadata. Rabbi Akiva tomorrow and all these types of things. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.